All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, of course, over the weekend, we saw Canelo Alvarez cruise to the easiest of easy victories over Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. in Las Vegas. And of course, there wasn't any excitement for that contest, as the real excitement came immediately afterwards when Canelo Alvarez called out Gennady Golovkin, who was in attendance, and Gennady Golovkin and his representatives made their way into the ring, and thus it was settled that September 16th, we'll see these two fine middleweights finally get it on. Now, the big question is, will it be in Las Vegas? Will it be in Texas, or will it be in New York? And the reason why I bring it up is this. Typically, all of Canelo Alvarez's fights have come either in Vegas, or at least his big fights, rather, have come either in Vegas or Texas, as, you know, he brings a lot of Mexican fans with him. Whereas Gennady Golovkin typically has his big bouts at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And the reason why I bring it up is this. Gennady Golovkin is a champion. He's a WBA, WBC, IBF, and IBO middleweight champion of the world right now. And it's a situation, you know, since he is the champ, will he be dictating things as far as where this fight is going to be? Now, of course, Oscar De La Hoya, who is Canelo Alvarez's representative for Golden Boy Promotions, has put this contest off for more than 2 years. And the reason why is this. Gennady Golovkin was a legitimate threat to beat Canelo Alvarez. And you look at it right now, Golovkin's 35, Canelo is 26. And I guarantee you, like I said before, De La Hoya probably sat back and saw Triple G in his last two contests against Kell Brook last year and against Danny Jacobs earlier this year. And the fact that Triple G did not have dominating victories like he had been doing in the past, Oscar probably turned around and said, you know what? Now is the time that we can get it on, because my guy has a legit shot to win this contest here. But make no mistake, you can't take anything away from Golovkin. This is a guy who's 37-0. He has 33 knockouts. Of course, he had that long knockout streak that was stopped earlier this year when he got a unanimous decision victory over one Danny Jacobs. But make no mistake about it, he still has awesome punching power. We know what Canelo can do. He's 49-1-1. Of course, the one loss coming against one Floyd Mayweather Jr. back in 2013. But you look at it like this. Canelo, he has punching power. He's not going to back down. The same thing can be said for Golovkin. So wherever this contest is going to take place, it is going to be a doozy. We still have more than 4 months to go for the contest, and I guarantee you between now and then, it is going to be hyped up. And I'll tell you one thing. Anybody out there who watched Chavez and Canelo get it on this Saturday night and was disgusted, which is basically everybody, you won't be come September when Triple G and Canelo get into the ring, because these are two guys, for the most part, they're probably going to stand in the middle of the ring and slug it out. It's going to be a good old-fashioned Saturday night brawl. Like I said, it just depends on where it's going to be, Texas, Vegas, or New York. But in the words of Mills Lane, these guys are definitely set to get it on, and it will be worth the price of admission. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of SportsKnowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.